So what did you make of Ed Ball's speech?
Well, it was a long speech, and it was a very embracing speech, and I thought in part it was a good speech. Ed's in a difficult situation. On the one hand, he has to respond to the fact that according to the polls, people are concerned about the economic credibility of the Labour Party. But on the other hand, he's got to make certain that we present a vision of what Labour stand for and how they'll change Britain. The Tory government at the moment have run out of ideas. They've got nothing to kind of say to the British electorate. And so I thought his speech, when he talked about a British investment bank, he talked about tackling tax avoidance, getting rid of 0 hours.
What about the
minimum
wage?
Well, the child benefit I thought was wrong. It's a throwaway line. I mean, I think it saves about £100 million a year, which is like, losing a fiver. In terms of the context of the current economic situation we're in, I think it's just there to possibly demonstrate some kind of toughness. I would have preferred him to talk more about tax avoidance, more about investing. He talked about, small businesses, medium businesses. This is all good. It's about investing. Remember, we have a government, a chancellor, that talked about the March of the Makers, which I was delighted to hear. But we've seen none of it. We haven't seen proper investments in our manufacturing base. Manufacturing is at a 14-month low. This so-called economic growth is phony growth based on personal debt.
So did Bowles do enough to address that?
I thought Bowles made it very clear that there was a wide vision that Labour were going to present to the electorate, but at the same time he wants to desperately show that he is going to be an Iron Chancellor, and if people are worried that he's going to be profligate with money, then he's not going to be. Now, we'll wait to see whether the balance is right.